Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just take turns introducing yourself and your title with the festival.
Lee Anderson, festival director and co-founder of the Annapolis Film Festival.
And Patty White, the same, festival director and co-founder as well.
Yes, always enjoy talking with you. I think since we've been doing it, I think from the very beginning. But this year, it's March 23rd through the 26th. Can't wait to go into all of the different films. But I guess before we do that, big picture it for me. You know, what year are we in now? And, you know, how have you seen it grow?
Well, this is our 11th year. Hard to believe it. We survived 2 years of virtual through the pandemic, made an attempt to come back last year on the tail end of COVID. And it was very, very exciting for people to be out and about last year. But this year, we feel like it's going to be bigger than better than ever.
We're sure hopeful because the signs are all there that people are very excited about the festival this year. A lot of inquiries, a lot of questions, a lot of interest. And I think it's just people are interested in film again. They're interested in getting out of the house and going to things, having experiences.
Oh, definitely. And just to confirm, is this the first full year back, or did you sort of do hybrids the last couple of years? I seem to remember.
We weren't able to do virtual and live last year. We came back live, but you know, I think attendance was still a little down because people were cautious. Mm-hmm. But this year, I feel like there's nothing standing in the way, except for if you don't get your pass or ticket early, you'll be standing outside waiting for a rush ticket.
Yeah, we hope that happens.
All right. And one other final piece of housekeeping before we get into the actual movies. Remind us the venues that you'll be at this year, because the cool thing is it's usually all, you know, smattered around town, and it's, and you know, a beautiful walkable sort of festival.
We are walkable, and we still are walkable. We have a new venue this year. Instead of St. John's is still under construction, and last year we attempted to use the Naval Academy, but it was pretty complicated getting everybody on there. So this year we're using the gymnasium of the Boys and Girls Club, and it's going to be turned into a theater. It's going to be really great up there, very comfortable, large. And it's going to be a great place to show films.
And the screen there will be as large as the one at Maryland Hall's main auditorium. We'll have a 30-foot screen.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So that is the, we would say, the main location this year.
Maryland Hall is the main location, their big theater, and the smaller Bowen Theater downstairs. And then the Boys and Girls Club, which is not very far away, will have a large theater there. And then we'll have our Asbury United Methodist Church, where we've been before for years, and the Annapolis Elementary School, which we turn into a great theater there, too.
Awesome. Cool. Well, without further ado, everyone wants to talk the movies, so let's do it. So we're kicking off Thursday, March 23rd. Tell me about the opening night film. It's a big one.
It is a big one.
Chevalier. Have you heard about it?
Yes, I have. I think we got some interviews lined up with some of the cast coming up in a couple weeks.
Wow,
that's great. Who do you have?
I think it's going to be Kelvin. I'm pretty sure. Kelvin Harrison.
That's fantastic. So, yes, Chevalier, we're very excited to have it. It's our opening night. And it's French themed. It's not in French, but it takes place in Paris in the mid 1700s, before the French Revolution under Marie Antoinette. Chevalier Joseph Bologna, it's his personal story. It's based on his true story. And he was an 8-year-old child, the son of a slave and a Caribbean Guadeloupean woman slave and her plantation owner, who was the father. And the father drops the kid off at a school, like a boarding school for gifted musicians in Paris, and leaves him there, basically. And he grows up in Paris society as an incredible violinist. And he's actually challenging Mozart, and he's building his career. And all of a sudden, as a young man, he comes to realize that he can't get where he wants to go because of his color. And that becomes a big part of where the story goes. So it's great because they have refound his music. It had been buried after the revolution, and it's coming back out. People are starting to know who Joseph Bologna is. And Kelvin Harrison Jr. Is incredible. I mean, he's amazing in the part.
Well, and we also see a little bit of Minnie Driver and Samara Weaving. So
she's great too. They're both great. And we're very excited about it.
Oh, such a deep cast. And Kelvin Harrison Jr., I remember, what was that movie? Waves. He was so good in Waves. But all a bunch of other films. I mean, you'll recognize him, everybody.
Yeah. Of Monsters and Men, he was in.
Yes, he was
Monsters
in
and Men. And what was the other one? Loose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you don't want to miss opening night. Great. All right. And then moving into Friday, it's the end of the work week. People are, you know, looking for something to do. So what's on Friday, March 24th? Obviously we can't get through all of it, and I'm pulling up the calendar. There's a ton of stuff, but I don't know. I'll turn it to you. Which ones do you want to talk about?
So we always have our environmental showcase on Friday. This year it features four short films that are all about our rivers, including mostly in the Chesapeake watershed all the way down the James River in Virginia. So for environmentalists, that'll be popular, but don't let that stop you, because we have The Starling Girl, which is
a very, very powerful, poignant film about a young girl growing up in a very conservative religious family. And it's the steps she takes to reach, you know, to be free from it all. And it's a fascinating film. It's done really well. Laurel Permet is the director of the film, and I think this is her first feature. She's done a very good job in bringing this issue and this story to the forefront. So we're excited about that film. And
then we have Little Richard, which everybody knows who Little Richard was, but I don't think they've seen a film like this. And we're fortunate we have the director, Lisa Cortez, will be here.
Yes,
and she's also involved in another film that's not till Saturday, right, but she's the producer of Invisible Beauty, which is our Black Experience Showcase film. So Little Richard is a wonderful, wonderful doc, also from just out of Sundance, as well as Invisible Beauty.
Right. Yes, both of them are. And I mean, Little Richard is great because for all those of us who live in this area, because, you know, he was part of that Chitlin circuit that they called it. Mm-hmm. It came through towns like Annapolis and all up and down our area in the mid-Atlantic here.
Yeah, I think he played the Birchmere in Alexandria, I'm pretty sure.
I think so. Yeah, he used to play all of those. And the great thing is it really takes you back to the beginning of rock and roll, you know, because the sort of founding of it. And just the interesting issues he had, the gender issues he had, his storytelling, and how he started. I mean, just how where he came from and how he made it onto the scene from there. It's a fascinating story, and anyone who's interested in music would be interested in this.
Also, we have a family film on Friday called Mavka. It's a beautiful, gorgeous animated film from the Ukraine, and it's Mavka, the Forest Song, and it's about a forest nymph that falls in love with a human. And it's a wonderful environmental animated film that is pretty spectacular.
Great. And then we also have Somewhere in Queens, which is Ray Romano's new film that he directed and stars in. And it's a great story about an Italian family and just the power of one family that a family has on all of its family members. And the father who's just overly interested in his son's basketball career, let me put it that way.
Mostly because he doesn't want him to be a third generation construction company employee. It's the family business. So he's eager to see his son have other opportunities.
And he's willing to go to do almost anything to do that.
Nice. And Laurie Metcalf is in it too. So you sort of get the combo of Everybody Loves Raymond and Roseanne all in one movie.
All in one.
She really carries her weight in that film too.
Yeah, she does.
Everybody will recognize her. And speaking of first-time directors, we have another one for our Friday spotlight. We're very excited to have Joanna Gleason, who will be in attendance even for opening night. She'll walk the red carpet, but her film will screen as the Friday spotlight. It's called The Grotto, and it's a wonderful film. It stars Betsy Brandt. You may recognize her from Breaking Bad. And it's just a perfect little indie. It's so nicely done, and it's an unusual story with poignancy and humor all wrapped into one. But
it's just a woman finds herself, her fiance or her boyfriend, I can't remember which, but has passed away. And she's coming to terms with that. And in that, she finds out some secrets.
It's a pretty big one.
So this is her journey to that, through that. And it's a charming film.
Awesome. And we won't spoil those. You got to come see the movie to find out what those are.
Got to come see it Friday night, The Grotto at Maryland Hall.
You want to also talk about Judy Blume Forever real quick before we move off of Friday?
Yeah,
absolutely. Judy Blume Forever. You know, this is a really cool documentary because she takes us through. I mean, for so many people, so many young girls and boys who read her books and know how she took you through growing up, sexuality, all of those things that were never discussed. It's all discussed in this film. Let me tell you, it's all in there. And she gives her purpose, her reasons, and how we find out a little bit more about Judy Blume and how she became the author that she became and why she was writing about all of these things and what took her to these stories. And it's fascinating. And if you're a Judy Blume fan, you'll love this documentary. And if you're not, you're going to be intrigued to find out things about her, maybe want to go back and read those books.
Well, and speaking of which, we have a couple films that touch on literacy this year. The other one is Butterfly in the Sky,
right,
which of course we all know LeVar Burton. Some know him from Star Trek, but some know him from Reading Rainbow. So this film is a nostalgic walk down memory lane of the whole Reading Rainbow and its impact on generations of young kids.
Yeah, and it really did have an impact, and he had an impact and still does. And he's also the executive producer of another film called The Right to Read that we're taking because we felt this is a very important subject. And, you know, we have LeVar's Reading Rainbow. This is a good match for it. And it just takes us into what is going on with reading in this country and a documentary explaining the difficulty that some children are still having to be able to read at the same level that others are, you know, and what makes that inequality and why is it there and how do we change that? So that's a really nice offer as well.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, love Reading Rainbow growing up. And we interviewed Tina Fabrique, who sings the song Butterfly in the Sky a couple weeks, a month ago.
Oh, you did? Great.
Yeah, she's super cool. But that's really cool. All right, so Butterfly in the Sky is going to screen both Friday and then again Saturday morning. So I guess that is the perfect segue into Saturday. What else do we have Saturday? How about Out in the Ring?
Out in the Ring is a fun kind of, it's not campy. It's actually serious. It's a little campy, but you know, there's all the gladiator style of WWF wrestling. It's performance art, but I don't think people have looked closely or even thought about gay wrestlers and wrestling. So it's a very interesting perspective of this story.
Yeah. I mean, it's telling the issues of it and telling the story. It's also having a little fun with it as well. So that's going to be a lively night. People should come to see that. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's a cool concept for a documentary for sure.
Yeah. It totally is. We have a very, very big day at Maryland Hall on Saturday because a lot of our big like showcases and special events are happening. You know, we go from our sailing showcases, huge this year because we have a world premiere called Melgus Zenda,
the Wizard
of Zenda. And that film is, the director is going to be here and also Gary Jobson, who's in the film as well. And so they're going to be, you know, sharing some stories up there. We have a short coming before it that has Sharon Green, who's the yacht photographer, racing photographer, who's done all these incredible shots of America's Cup. And this film is about the America's Cup and the races that went on and a couple of in particular. And the old footage is phenomenal. And I think sailors are going to love this.
It's going to be a favorite for sure. And it's actually been followed by our amazing Shorts Challenge. So this year we get to premiere the film of Omar Al-Dakil, who has a film called Everybody's Watching that he made as the winner of the Shorts Challenge. So we get to see that and meet six new contenders who will all vie for a production package that helps with camera rental, sound, light, post-production sound and video. And of course, they have to go through the gauntlet of the judges on a stage and present in front of a live audience. So it's very exciting. We have a few new partners that have joined as sponsors this year, IATSE, Local 487, and Red Star Pictures. So it's just getting better and better.
Yeah. And then after that, once they all clear out, then we have a world premiere documentary, another one coming in called No Legs, All Heart. and I don't know, it's by Sean and Andrea Nix Fine, the Fines, and they've produced this amazing documentary. The director is a first-time director, Pablo Durana, and he's coming in from the Antarctic, where he is, but he's from Argentina, and he'll be there along with the actual
subject
of the film, Andrei Kalich, and he is double amputee, and he is with no legs, and he had an accident when he was younger, as a young adult, and it tells that story. That's a whole other story, and then how he builds himself back up and decides he wants to race in these, you know, actually running races, and he has a trike that's built for him, mm-hmm. made to fit him, and he just uses his arms. And he was rejected from a lot of races in this country. So he went foreign to Brazil and different places, made it and made some scores. And they let him in to race across America. And that is what this film is. It's following his 3,000 mile journey from California to where Race for America ends, which is
Annapolis City Dock. So he's the first double amputee in the history of the race to actually make it through the whole very grueling ordeal. A race where 50% of able-bodied people bail out and never complete it.
And he will be here, and it's going to be quite an exciting day for this screening.
Man, so. There's a ton of stuff Saturday. Like as you're naming these, there's just so much good stuff. Is there anything else you want to hit Saturday before we move on to Sunday?
Right after that, as if that wasn't enough, we have our Black Experience. And we have a very, very special guest and guests a very special award being presented to Beth Ann Hardison, who some people don't know, but she was a pioneering entrepreneur who basically invented the world of Black beauty and modeling. And she's iconic in terms of putting them in a positive light in the media and entertainment industry. So she's actually coming, and we are presenting her.
She's going to be getting our Impact Award, which is, you know, our Black Experience Impact Award. This is only the second one we've given, and we're very excited to give it to her. And that's for people who have made an impact beyond just being in our world of entertainment and film and whatever, but also has impacted society, and she has. So she's going to be getting an award, and the director Frederick Chang is also coming, and he directed Dior and I and Halston and some other really big documentaries. So we're excited to have both of them, and it's going to be a big event.
And for anybody that saw CBS This Morning last week, we also, right out of South by Southwest, bringing the film Flamin' Hot, which is Eva Longoria's directorial debut, based on the true story of Mr. Montañez, who was the janitor working at Frito-Lay, who came up with the concept of Flamin' Hot spice on all the products. So we have Flamin' Hot, and we also have some amazing films geared toward a younger generation. We have Susie Searches and How to Blow Up a Pipeline.
Yeah, both two good independent films that are, you know, I think young people, anybody would like, but young people will lean toward those.
And yeah, Susie's a podcaster solving a mystery crime, mm-hmm. and How to Blow Up a Pipeline is a young group of modern day eco warrior Avengers activists that are really trying to stop a pipeline going through their community.
And then we have the British film, What's Love Got to Do with It, that's about the Pakistani arranged marriage. Emma Thompson is in that one, and
Lily James.
Lily James, and then Lily James plays the next door neighbor to the doctor whose his parents are arranging a marriage for. So she's shooting a documentary on him. It's a very, very charming film.
And then not to forget, we also have a wonderful documentary called Of Medicine and Miracles. Yeah. It has another Annapolis tie to it. This is by Ross Kaufman, who was nominated for the Academy Award for Born Into Brothels. It's a really well done film.
And produced by Robin Honan, who also was an Academy Award nominee for Mondays at Racine.
Yeah, exactly. And Robin will be here.
Yes, she'll be
so here. It's about a doctor named Dr. Carl June, who actually went to the U.S. Naval Academy, and through a whole group of strange sort of circumstances and tangential things, he's a consummate problem solver tortured by the idea of there must be a cure for cancer. So the story parallels his journey for cure with the journey of a five-year-old girl who's challenged with leukemia and her family who will not stop looking for an alternative. And it's so inspiring. It's wonderful.
Yeah. And that's going to be quite something. And then we have quite a few French films and some just foreign films in general for people who just love that. We have Other People's Children. We have Revoir Paris. The actress for both of those films just won awards. So
she got the Caesar Award in France.
Another award. And we have The Golden Years. We have Lemoncita with Penelope Cruz. Mm-hmm. These are all the foreign films that we're showing. And we also have a documentary called Anxious Nation, which is all over the news. The story has been about anxiety and young people and how it's affected them and how it's changing, particularly since the pandemic, but even before that. This film hits it all the way down the line, and we're having a mother and daughter come in who are subjects of the film. The mother's a co-director. They will be here to discuss how anxiety is taking over young people today and what an important and very difficult and challenging issue this is.
Well, on the more comedic side, we have a film called Dusty and Stones, which is a story that follows two Africans wanting to break into country music. And where do they land? They go from Africa to the middle of Texas. So it's their perspective of their first time in America. It's charming.
It's very charming. And we have Mama Bears, which is also about this group of very religious, conservative women who have either gay or trans children and have got to cope with it, and how they form this group called Mama Bears, and they change their way of thinking and how they're dealing with these young people. It's a very important subject today. So we have that doc, which we're excited about. And the other thing that I don't want us to forget is that we have some of the best shorts programs you're going to see at any film festival
in this country, really.
Our shorts are just top notch.
Well, I mean, last year we had Night Ride and Le Pupil, both nominated for Academy Awards this year.
Right. Yes, exactly. And we have, so those are just, you really got to check out shorts for sure.
They have clever themes. So, you know, Derek, he's always theming everything. So they're a wonderful journey through things like Hell of a Job and You Can't Go Home Again.
Oh, Trust in Me. You have, there are lots of great themes, and you can, Lending a Hand. I mean, they're, just check them out. Also, we want to be able to talk about Sunday.
Yes, it starts with bagels, lox, and coffee if you go to the Jewish Experience breakfast before the Jewish Experience.
And our Jewish Experience this year is really interesting because there are two like sort of shorter films. Where there's the Marcel Marceau documentary, The Art of Silence. And, you know, for people who remember Marcel Marceau, it just takes you through his whole pathway. He was, you know, as a child, he was running, you know, and he was actually in the running from the Holocaust,
yeah,
basically. And he was, and then the other part is that for those who don't know, a lot of people don't know who Marcel Marceau is anymore. They don't have memories or experiences knowing that. This film just completely will blow your mind at what he did and what he can do as a mime. He's just such an interesting mime. And then the other short that follows, it is called Waves Apart. A young USC student directs this film. He's coming in, and he takes himself through the story as his Jewish surfer and in Southern California, and goes back to the days in the late 30s and 40s when these surfers in California were surfing with swastikas on their board. Mm-hmm. So that is people go, who knew, you know? And that's one of those questions that comes up. So that's going to be really interesting.
Well, and here's the other thing, Jason. This year, 2 world premieres and 9 films from Sundance. That's a record for us. We're really excited. And among them are films like King Cole, which is a beautiful journey through a disappearing way of life in West Virginia. It's a gorgeous film. We also have...
another family film that was at Sundance called Blueback, mm-hmm. an Australian film about the groper fish and this mother and daughter who swam with it. And it's environmentally connected, but it's a beautiful film.
We also have Farewell, Mr. Hoffman, which is about, it's set in World War II, right?
Set in World War II in France, in Paris, and a jewelry store owner who realizes he's Jewish and he has to get out of Dodge, so to speak. And he lets the guy who was working for him take over his shop, lets his move in with his family and all of that. And so, but what happens is Mr. Hoffman actually can't escape. He doesn't. Mm-hmm. So he has to be hidden in this house. It's pretty powerful.
Also, we have another really great French film called Smoking Causes Coughing. It's quirky. It's kind of some modern day, it's like an Avengers type of thing.
Yeah, it's definitely out there. And I think people will get a big kick out of it. If you want to have a humorous, out of the box screening, that's the one to go to.
And then, of course, our closing day film is Two Tickets to Greece. And who wouldn't want to see something with Kristin Scott Thomas in it?
She has two French actresses and then Kristin Scott Thomas. They're two old schoolmates who lost touch after, you know, they were 10 years old or something. And they find each other again after one of them has had a very bad divorce. And her son wants her to go off with this woman, go to Europe and take a trip. And so they go to Greece together. The problem is they're not the same people they were when they were kids.
But they don't find out till they get there.
So that's an interesting journey. We also have 1001, which is
yes.
the grand jury. Oh,
I've heard so much more. I've heard so much about that.
Yes, we have this film. We're very excited. We got it in the last minute. Yes, it was the Grand Jury Prize winner at Sundance this year. And it's been talked about by everyone.
It's so compelling. It's the story of a mother that basically kidnaps her child out of foster care
in order to set things straight. But it's their journey. And I think it tells you in the right kind of way the things we need to know about this. And I think we're excited. That's going to be on Sunday afternoon at the Boys and Girls Club. That's a very special film to see. And so, you know, we're going to have replays of other things that we've talked to you about on Sunday and some PBAs at night.
Perfect.
So we'll be able to do all of that.
And so, as you have probably imagined, there's a lot of French this year. But if you come to opening night, to the after party, there will be wonderful French theme and French food. And we just want people to come out, explore a little, be bold, try some new things. We will not disappoint. We've worked so hard. I have to say, Patty and Derek have really killed themselves this year on getting an amazing slate.
Our whole staff
and
has killed themselves.
We're so proud to really, we've kind of leveled up here, Jason. I mean, we're at a new level now. So we're so excited to present for everybody.
Well, you know what we want? We want people to be aware of the things we've known about the Annapolis Film Festival for a long time. Like it's really a gem. And, you know, they talk about the jewel of the Chesapeake. They used to talk about it. That's what this festival is. This festival is the true jewel of the Chesapeake. And we want more and more people to find out about it, know about it, and filmmakers, industry people, and just our own audiences that can come from all over Maryland.
We just had a volunteer training over the weekend. And one of the volunteers said, what I tell people is, Annapolis is the best damn city in America to live in. And part of that is because of the Annapolis Film Festival.
Exactly.
And we just don't want to be hidden away. We want people to know and come. There is not a Maryland Film Festival happening this year, unfortunately, but please come. If you love cinema, we have it.
And also we didn't mention it, but we have four great industry panels on Friday.
Yep.
That take you through a lot of things people are interested in: distribution, documentary, you know, production, producing. And then on Saturday, we have a director's chair, which our directors all get together and talk. And on Sunday, we have Voices of Women, which we like to give women a chance to find out what's going on in the industry every year. Where are we?
Right.
Where do we have to be?
And if you didn't party too hard the night before, you can always start your day at Coffee Talks. It's at Ram's Head on Stage. It's early morning, informal, intimate conversations that are hosted with some of our top guests and filmmakers. And you can ask them all kinds of questions about how they did it, why they did it, when they did it, how it got to the festival, and what's happening with it. So it's a lot of fun.
So basically, you know, come on down and be inspired.
Absolutely. So come on out, to steal a phrase from both of you. Come on out to the best damn city of Annapolis and see the jewel of the Chesapeake. It's going to be Annapolis Film Festival from March 23rd through the 26th. So get your tickets now. Hey, thanks for doing this. As always, appreciate it.
We appreciate you, Jason. Thank you so much.
Talk to you later.